It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and it's a day full of Marshall County conservation. We have County Director with us, Emily Herring. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month, and now's the time things are really heating up in your world, not only outside, but you said as you were coming in here, it's been kind of crazy here lately, gearing up for bathrooms and shower houses to open.
Yeah, it's definitely, if we have a slow time in the wintertime, it's definitely over. Our goal is to open up some bathrooms and shower houses this week. However, it'll depend a little bit when we open and close them. You know, if something is not working correctly, they may not all be open, or we may run into some issues. But our goal is to hopefully have some bathrooms open this weekend for camping, which, once camping starts, it doesn't stop until oftentimes November now. So we're just starting that process and excited to have those campgrounds open.
Yeah. So speaking of which ones are open, I know we've had a lot of rain here recently. That probably creates mud and stuff, especially this time of year. Is there any of them that are closed right now?
Yeah, so we do have to occasionally close some of our areas due to mud. Oftentimes, it's related to the snow going out, but that's not so much our issues right now. We have gotten a good amount of rain. The river is up, so some of our areas are seeing the raising flood waters. But one place that is closed right now is the Grammar Grove Trails. Those trails are also open to equestrians, so oftentimes we have to close those trails just to maintain them. If we leave them open and they get used and mucked up, it's hard to get them flat and functional again. So for right now, the trails are closed. There is a sign when you pull in saying that the trails are closed. Or always, if you're curious and or you want to know, we post it on our Facebook page, or you could always call out to the Grimes Farm Conservation Center and we can let you know.
Okay. Facebook page you mentioned there. It's just Marshall County Conservation, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Perfect. Another thing we talked about last month, summer camps coming up. You said registration, you know, you got to get there quick. Where are we looking at registration?
Yeah, it's filling up fast, which is great. We have some camps that fill faster than others. But if you are interested either in the summer camps or the summer skill program, I would strongly encourage you to sign up. You can register online. Again, go to Facebook. We have links there to register online, and you can pay also via credit card, which is nice and easy. So if you have any kids, we're looking at four-year-olds and up to out of sixth grade. We have summer camps, and they are all different types of outdoor activities. But, you know, I don't know about other parents. I always struggle at making sure my children aren't watching the television the entire time or aren't playing on their tablets. And this is just a really great way to get them out in the summer and enjoy the outdoors. And we find, you know, kids that are like this, they sleep better at night. They have kind of a better attitude. And we're just always hoping to get more kids outside.
Yeah, my goal when I was a summer camp counselor, I would try to wear the kids out as much as I could day one, so that way they would sleep good the rest of the week. So just getting them out, running outside, getting that vitamin D, that'll help kind of knock them out at night.
Absolutely. I know I sleep better when I'm outside. If I get a day where I get to be out of the office and I'm working in the field, whether it's planting trees or removing invasive species or whatever it might be, I just sleep so much better at night, and it just makes you feel good. So not only kids, but adults, if you know, make sure you're spending that time outside and getting that vitamin D.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing I know people kind of look forward to every year around this time, the prairie burn that you guys do at night there. I've seen some incredible photos out there. It's past Kyle's and my bedtime. Can't always make it out there for it. But when should people start paying attention to that Facebook page and announcements for the prairie burn?
Yeah, so we have it scheduled for the week of April 13th. So we're watching the weather right now. We're not sure what's going to happen. With a lot of this rain, everything is kind of wet. Today will definitely be beneficial with this wind. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it is helping helping us dry out the ground. So we're not 100% sure, but we're hoping the week of April 13th. And then you can call out to the Nature Center and get signed up on a notification list. And so we can notify you, or you can follow our Facebook page. We usually announce it a day or two beforehand, just so that way people have the ability to get everything lined up and to know whether or not they'll be able to come. But it is a really cool experience. And just the we teach the basics of why we do prairie burns, how we do them. It's not just lighting a match. We have a definite process of making sure that we're lighting fire safely to manage the prairies. And it's a great educational and just a cool experience.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. So that's coming up, I guess, really next week.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be just around the corner there. You know, another thing that happens in April every year, it's kind of right in your wheelhouse, Earth Day. Are you guys doing anything special? Do you have volunteer groups coming out? What's kind of the way you guys are celebrating Earth Day?
Yeah, so I know Emma's got a lot of programming on the schedule, but we also have volunteer groups that will be out. We'll actually be working with the East Marshall High Schoolers. They have a day that they give back to the community. The day before that, we have Emerson out. So we have a lot of volunteers that help us with projects. And so on that day, we'll be working at the Nature Playscape. The Nature Playscape is, you know, one of our heavily used areas. Kids love it, and it takes a lot of beating. And so we're going to be doing some upgrading to it, restaining. We're going to be reconstructing the water feature there, putting in some new borders, new wood chips. So a lot of work that needs to get done on that site, and a lot of that will be volunteer driven, which is great. And, you know, when Earth Day comes around, my family, if we have time, we just go to the local school and we pick up garbage around the school, or we go to a park and pick up garbage. It's not a hard thing to just do something small, but if a lot of people do small things, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, the power of large numbers there. If everybody can contribute a little bit, pick up 5-10 pieces of trash that day, that would be a ton of trash picked up right here in Marshall County. So if people had groups, you know, I think like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, a church group, you know, whatever, a local men's club or something, if they wanted to come out and volunteer, is that just reach out to the Grimes Farm to set something up?
Absolutely, yeah. So I had just a gentleman that stopped in the other day. He wants to volunteer. Oftentimes when we ask if people want to volunteer, then we ask what they're passionate about, because we want them to not necessarily do things that are miserable, but something that they enjoy doing too, you know? Like, we want you to have a good time, enjoy doing it, knowing that you're doing a good thing, and then just having time outside. So, yeah, they contact me. We usually set a date. We have a list of all different types of volunteer opportunities. We try to line it up with what they like to do, and then we meet and do it, and it's usually a really rewarding thing. I know so many people are busy and there's so many things going on, but to give back to the community is such an awesome experience, and you know, something that I think anybody can do. It doesn't have to be grand or big, but I just always encourage people to look into it. It doesn't have to be conservation necessarily, but find something you're passionate about and volunteering, and we'd love to have more volunteers, obviously. We Master Gardeners are going to be out at the Nature Center this weekend working on flower beds. So we have a ton of volunteers that do lots of different things, and we're always looking for more, so they can contact us.
Yeah, one thing that I've heard from a lot of people is just when they get a chance to like plant a tree and kind of watch it grow in their community. Are you guys doing any tree planting or anything like that?
We are not doing like a large potted tree planting this year. We are going to be doing a tree planting actually with the Marshalltown FFA on the 16th at Hollingsworth Timber, which is up by Banger. So if somebody wants to come, and they're smaller trees, they're bare root seedlings, we're going to be planting about 300 of them. So if someone is interested in volunteering with that, they can give me a call and we'd be more than willing to have them come help us. So you name it, we have volunteers that help us with it, and it's, you know, we could not do what we do without the volunteer support that we have.
Yeah, for sure. Joined today with Marshall County Director for Marshall County Conservation, Emily Herring. One thing I've got down, Wildflowers. I can't remember why I put this down on my list here. I think there's an event coming up with this, right?
Yeah. So the end of I think it's April. End of April, we have a wildflower walk. Of course, things are starting to green up now, so you can go into the woods and see awesome things right now. But this at the end of April, the wildflowers will really start to be kicking up, and it'll be a beautiful time to be in the woods. So I encourage anybody, even if you can't do the walk, to get outside and look at those flowers.
All right, Emily, it's that time of the month here. What are we going to see if we look up in the skies?
Okay, so since we're getting tons of water right now, we had tons of rain, we kind of have Lake Marshalltown out and about. You're going to see a lot of waterfowl, a lot of different types of ducks and geese. And then we have also got our sandhill cranes moving in. We're pretty sure that we've got some sandhill cranes scouting Man Wetlands for a nesting location. We had them nest last year. So you're going to see a lot of those aquatic and early shorebirds in the area, which those are always great to see. And usually they'll move on, but some do stay and nest in the area. So it's waterfowl season.
So with the river being high, does that bother your team at all? Are you guys kind of battling through that a little bit?
It's not actually all that bad for us right now. Our areas that flood, they flood consistently. And so we, you know that this right now the flooding isn't to an extreme. Sometimes when it gets really, really high, we have to worry about it. But the big thing we'll have to worry about with this is making sure that, you know, people don't go into super wet areas and get stuck. And then also making sure that the ground is dry enough to burn. So areas like Man, it's a wetland. We'd hoped for it to stay a little drier, but now it's just a little too wet to maintain it for a burn. So we'll have to wait till next year.
All right. Emily, I appreciate you stopping by. People should pay attention to that Facebook page for the Prairie Burn coming next week. Thank you.
Thank you.